Shalom uvach, Rabbi Isai. Excuse me, Reish Samech Beis, Siv Gimel, page 68. And the halach is as follows. Yilbash b'godov anoim, a person should wear his nice Shabbos clothes. B'godov anoim, his nice clothes. We spoke yesterday about possessing and acquiring Shabbos clothing. V'yismach, and he should be happy, b'vias Shabbos. He should be excited about Shabbos coming in. K'yoytze, similar. Likras Hamelech, via Shabbos, and you should be, Kiyoitze Likras Hamelech, you should be going towards Shabbos like going towards the king. Vechiyoitze, and as if you are going towards Likras Chosn Vekala, like you go to Chosn Vekala. Reb Chanina, as the Gemara says with regards to Reb Chanina, Me'atev, Vekor Vefanya, Demale Shapsa, the Oma Boy, the Neitzelika Shabbos Malkasa, Reb Chanina used to cover himself and get dressed appropriately and respect in a respectful manner, dignified manner, Befanya, Demale Shapsa on Erev Shabbos late afternoon. And he would say, Boy, Bo, let us go, the Neitzel, let's go towards Likras Shabbos Malkasa, Shabbos the Queen. Rabbi Yana used to say, Boy, Kala. Boy Kala used to actually address Shabbos in terms of a Kala. And he would say, come Kala. And that is how they used to enter Shabbos. Which is, of course, the equivalent, of course, the source of us. Lechodoydi. Yeah. And let us see the Ramah. Ve'yalbish atzmoy bevigdei Shabbos. And he should wear the Shabbos garment. Miyad, immediately, after washing yourself. After you shower, after you bath, you should immediately put on Shabbos clothes. Shabbos, that is the dignified, that's the honor, the respect for Shabbos. Valken, therefore, lo yichatz le Shabbos, ideally, if possible, at all, you should only wash yourself le Shabbos for Shabbos, ela only somoch le'erev in the afternoon before Shabbos. Shel b'shatz miyad, you should straight go into Shabbos clothes. If you are to have your Shabbos shower on Friday morning, you're unlikely to wear your Shabbos clothes then. Hence, it is far better to wash yourself for Shabbos later on in the afternoon, then you can straight away put your Shabbos clothes on. Okay, there is over here a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. But let us first get there. I'm referring to Sifkot Nyud, but let's just see Ches and Tes first. Sifkot and Ches, which is the first white line in our editions, Yilbash, V'yelech Boyem at Motzei Shabbos Chavdole. Shabbos clothing should be worn until after Avdolah. There is some people. I remember that I saw in one of the Sfarim standard that it is a wrong thing that some people in the Bochim Shavelt, Bochim sometimes they will put on they'll put on the Shabbos suit and they'll wear their tie and everything. When it comes to Shabbos afternoon, they'll take their ties off and they relax a little bit and take ties off and you're a bit more thing. So they say that actually this is not right, because you are dressed chavadik in a dignified manner for Shabbos, then there's no difference really beginning of Shabbos and end of Shabbos, and you should wear the Shabbos clothes entirely in its entirety from Friday night until Avdol, until Motzei Shabbos. And it is not right to take your tie off or to relax a bit. It's the dignified approach should be throughout Shabbos. That's very much in line with the Mishnah Berurah over here. Pardon? Yeah, I know. The Mishnah Berurah is, I know, but it's still in line with that. Yeah, I hear why people want to do. I'm saying there is that. Vayelich Bohem, you should go in Shabbos clothes. I know, you're right. The Mishnah Berurah does say, you're right. You're 100% right. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about Shabbos clothes as opposed to weekday clothes. This is correct. However, the underlying yisoid of the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch is that you should. Why should you not wear? Yes, it's true. Because I suppose the difference between, if you take your tie off, it's different than taking the jacket off. There's a difference. Unless maybe not, I don't know. But I think that, Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think? Yeah, so that's fine. So if you don't wear a tie, absolutely, if you don't wear a tie, you don't wear a tie. Person who doesn't wear a tie, doesn't wear a tie. But if a person does wear a tie, why should he go down on Shabbos afternoon? Why should he, what's Shabbos afternoon done wrong? That it's not so dignified. It's as if some, yeah?
If you're going to sleep in
So the answer is that for that time, that halacha is not relevant. You don't have to sleep the whole Shabbos in Shabbos clothes with your tie and your hat. You don't. It's true. You're right. But because that is the time that you don't have to wear Shabbos clothes. But with the time that you are wearing Shabbos clothes, the time that you are wearing Shabbos clothes, there is a...
I'm saying that if Carl's mom, there is an Indian that on Shabbos afternoon, that you don't have to make yourself uncomfortable in order to be mekabel the Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah, if it's uncomfortable, yeah, okay, yeah, it's a hagosha. I saw it in a sefer. Okay, it's something I saw and I wanted to share with you. I'm saying V'yismach b'vias Shabbos says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Tes. Kol amar b'lechav, whoever honors it more, hem begufoy, whether it's physically, hem bevgadav, whether it's with his clothing, hem ba'achile v'shtiyeh, if it's with eating and drinking, harei zeh meshubach, this is praiseworthy. It's nice to honor Shabbos. It is nice. It's respectful. It's nice in any way. I'm besim dreish men beis bezoyer mekubalim izir meoid shle shumach loikes b'Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings a fascinating point. That's one of the places that we see the beauty of the Chofetz Chaim's middos. Not always. In Mishnah Berurah's sefer, we know him as a gaon and as a posik and as a baal halacha. But sometimes you can't hide the fact that he was a moedig baal midas as well. At times we see that he was a Chofetz Chaim baal moedig baal midas. And here we see it. Bezoyer umekubalim iziru ma'oi. It doesn't bring a real source for that. He said the Zoyer and the Kabbalists, they made a point. Sholei shumach loikas b'Shabbos, chas v'sholem. That it is also covered Shabbos. The atmosphere, the ruach, the atmosphere in the house is also part of covered Shabbos. There should be no machloikas, no tension on Shabbos. Chas v'sholem. Ubefrat, especially ben ish l'ishto, between husband and wife. V'chen much begitin, gabahanu be'itrei da'av v'manzu ba'adu adadi ayin shom. There should be no tension between husband and wife, between parents and children when they learn and they're not so happy with the performance. There should be no tension. With the children, ben ish l'ishtoi, that's part of the covered Shabbos, that it should be all an atmosphere of tranquility and peace. Yeah.
So knowing that, I'm just adding your point before that, say that even it's best even to not only after Abdullah to take off your Shabbos clothes, it's not that, it's like too when you go to bed, saying it's like you need. I think you should wear your Shabbos clothes. After Abdullah,
Motzei Shabbos is different. Motzei Shabbos, yeah. So I was not referring to Motzei Shabbos. I was referring to Shabbos. Shabbos until Abdullah. I didn't address Motzei Shabbos. I did not speak about Motzei Shabbos yet. Yeah. Okay. So if cotton yud in Mishnah Berurah. Now, boys, I think this is going to be a bit of a. I don't know what you think about this Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Okay. So what do we learn? Shulchan Aruch says you should on Friday night. You should b'vias Shabbos kiyotze. You should go out like likras towards a king or towards a chosn kala. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Mishnah Berurah now says b'ktas mekoymos in some places. No again, lot says b'vias akneses la'azor. In some places, I'm translating literally. The custom is to go out from the shul la'azor into the azor. I think the azor over here means the courtyard. V'oymrim, and they say boy v'neitze. And that is the equivalent of our lechodoidi. Ve'onu noyagin shemahapchim pneim. And our minhag is, it says in the name of the Prima Goldim, our custom is shemahapchim pneim, we turn our faces letzat ma'irav, towards the ma'irav side, towards the west. Ve'kshe'oimrim, when we say boy sholem, we turn towards the other direction, when we say boy shalom, boy shalom. When I begin lamoid us, the custom is to stand, then, and to do dugma commission mekalp with the Otan Godel, and it's as if we are facing an Otan Godel, a great person, a VIP, you go towards him, and like we would greet a king or a VIP, then similarly also we turn towards the Chosin on Friday night as well. So right. I'm going to get to that shortly, let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah. Like this year, when Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, the custom is not to say, not to mekabel Shabbos in such a way. Rak only show mizmor shalom. Shabbos kodem bochu. The meaning is only say mizmor shalom. Shabbos kodem bochu. Ve'afilu anoygim b'shay yom tov kshichal Shabbos loy moed ezit mizmorim b'shul Shabbos. Even if on other yomim tovim, what's the meaning in most shuls? When yom tov falls on Shabbos, we say lechun ranun and lichod oidi. So most places. Depends on meaning. Most places don't. Some places do, some places don't. But Mishnah Berurah says you normally start with Moshe, right? So he says it's a meaning thing. Some do, some don't. How is it in Shtibel, Rabbi Feingold? What's the meaning Chassidim? Moshe. No, in Lecha Doidi. Ah, Taka. The last thing. Right, so he said, so very interesting. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, here the meaning is for sure not to say anything. In how is it in Shtibel? He says on Yom Kippur, you only say Mizmor Shalem HaShabbos. Right. Yeah. When Friday night is Motzi Yom Tov, when it's 2 days Yom Tov and then Shabbos. 3 days Yom Tov. Okay. He means nothing at all. He means absolutely nothing. Now, Rabbosai, there is a very interesting topic, which we are just so familiar with it, we just don't think about it. But it's an interesting one. Why do we turn around? I mean, has ever thought about this? Why do we turn around on Friday night? Why do we turn around? I mean, we do it, yeah? But why do we do it? Welcome Shabbos. So where does Shabbos come from exactly? Which side? From the field. So that's like Watford area. L Street towards the horses. Also, but where is the Sodeh? So where is the Sodeh? Just because in Tzfas, the Sodeh exit. Oh, very good. So Rav Feingold said it's the exit. You have to go towards the exit. And indeed, that is the real meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at it, Shulchan Aruch says, "Kiyoytze likras hamelech, fekiyoytze likras chasn vekale." He doesn't say about north, east, south, west. Nothing to do about directions at all. Nothing is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It is about welcoming a VIP, the king, chasn kale, welcoming them from the entrance. Now, the entrance in conventional shuls always was, and some extent always is, in purpose-built shuls. The way you build the shul, if you can choose the way, the architecture, you're going to make, the mizrach is, this is the mizrach, and normally the way you enter and you exit the shul, in conventional shuls, if you can choose, obviously it's not always possible, very often, more often than not, it's not possible, but you're going to make the entrance on the other side. That's normally, I mean, that's if you think about all the purpose-built shuls, that's the way you build it. Is that true? Purpose-built shuls, you're going to make the entrance on the Ma'ariv side. We had Shulchan Aruch about in the Beis Knesses. That is really the way men build a shul. You have a shtikel hoif outside, and you enter the shul that way, towards Mizrach. That is really the way. So when Shulchan Aruch says that you turn towards the like you welcome a king, so let's just get clear. When our 3-year-old kids ask us, why do we turn around? The answer is, because we are welcoming the Shabbos Malkisa, and Shabbos Malkisa is like a queen, like a king, and we are welcoming them from the entrance, and the entrance is in the back. Well, that's fine, and that's good. That's what Shulchan Aruch means. That is the literal meaning of Shulchan Aruch, and nothing else. But then we've got a bit of a problem. Because if that's the case, where would we have to turn? In shuls that the entrance is not in the back. It's 1 second, no Ma'ariv yet. No Ma'ariv yet. We're going to get there in a minute, Gabi. We're going to get there in a minute. But really, if the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch is you're welcoming a VIP, so we need to turn towards the entrance and towards the towards the entrance door. So how is it that the Shtibel now has... The Shtibel now, it's good. Now it's good. Okay. And Kol Yaakov downstairs... We've got to turn towards that direction. That's according to Shulchan Aruch. No.
If Shabbos is a king,
you're going to have to go to the Ezra's Noshim. Yeah. So what about other shuls? Let's think about purpose-built shuls in Edgware.
United.
Four exits. Yeah. Okay. That might not be. No. But that was 1 second. How was it historically built? Yeah, I'm sure as well. But where was the entrance then?
No, but in the actual Beis Medrash, you got the front, the left and right, and the back left and right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but the architecture there is the Ishle Ayin. It's quite interesting the way it was built there.
When we were learning the Halachas of Beis Batei Knesset, apparently a lot of shuls, they'll dafka go out their way not to put the entrance in the back. In order to
make sure that it hasn't got a Din Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but think about all... Yeah, so Rabbi Yisai, but that is definitely the if you've got a real Beis HaKnesses with a real entrance, the entrance should be that you should face towards the entrance as opposed to towards Ma'ariv. Yeah.
Why do you bow that as well?
Here it is not mentioned, this element of
bow to the left or to the right?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a minic thing. It's not really mentioned here. I don't know where this minic comes from. I don't know the reason for that is. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Where would you bow first? To the right or to the left?
I don't know. Yeah, so Gideon. So that will go to the Mishneh Berurah now. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah says he actually comes to specifically eradicate this and just sort this out. He says explicitly, "Ve'onu noyagin shemehapchim pneim letzat ma'ariv k'shomrim boi b'sholem." So he said that the Mishneh Berurah says, "Ve'onu noyagin," and the meaning is that we turn towards ma'ariv. And I believe that what he means to say is whatever happens, wherever the entrance is, wherever the exit is, we turn towards Ma'ariv as well. So I mean, the Mishneh Berurah is really mechadesh. He tells us that there's another element here as well, and that is that you go towards Ma'ariv. There might be an element of that. I saw that some Mefarshim speak about that, about some poskim speak about the fact that what is Ma'ariv on that time of day? What happens in the western? Oh, towards the sun. Sun going down. So that represents the fact that the sun goes down. That represents symbolically, beginning of Shabbos, not symbolically, in very real terms. So there's that element as well. So not only there is that whole concept of Shulchan Aruch says to welcome a VIP, which has to be clearly towards the door, but besides that also there's another element which the Mishneh Berurah says that Menoyagim Lapchin Tzat Ma'ariv, that we go towards Ma'ariv, and that is because of the sun, we go towards the sun, because that shows us that it's the beginning of Shabbos. Why, however, we have to face that direction needs to be understood still. But the truth is, thinking about it, what does the Gemara say? What happened? What happened exactly? They went, where did they go? In the Gemara. They went to the fields. They saw that, they went to the fields. So here again, there's probably that element of towards the sun. There was no entrance there, or non-entrance. So that's probably what goes in line with the Mishneh Berurah's understanding. Yeah.
If you're going to face the entrance of Shabbos, you really should be facing the east, because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Yeah.
Or the terminator line, you're going to be moving in a westerly direction. So you're actually going to be, Shabbos is going to be moving across the face of the earth towards, basically from the west, so you'd be facing the west in order to see Shabbos arrive. If you're looking at the east, you're going to be watching Friday leave, and you're close towards the west, you're going to see Shabbos arrive.
So although I don't fully understand, this is a little bit beyond my, but all what I understand from you is that maybe Tucker, we are facing we're facing showing that Friday is leaving, to show that it's the sun setting and leaving. It's the end of Friday. What we are trying to
so that's the entrance of Shabbos.
Yeah, I hear that. I haven't got an answer. I really, we're trying to welcome Shabbos and not leave Friday. Yeah, I haven't got an answer. Yeah, it sounds interesting. Good. Okay, we're ready for Sifkot and Yudalev and Mishneh Berurah. Miyad Acha. So we said that we have to get dressed. The Ramah tells us we're wearing Big Day Shabbos. So now the Mishneh Berurah says that, yes indeed, women also, they, before they light the Shabbos candles, they wash themselves, the little boys, and they wear big Shabbos clothing. And they are praiseworthy that they wear Shabbos clothes four hadlokas negras. Mishnah, that's what he says. It is right, it is proper, it is nice, it is good, it is praiseworthy for women to wear their Shabbos cloak when they light Shabbos candles. This is proper. I know some ladies have got them soira from their mothers that after they wear the shaitels and they make them the jewelry, everything for covered Shabbos and Asher Elohim. But omnam b'yomim haktzorim, when it's a short days, when it's a short days, like the winter. They are working late, they're busy, they're very, very busy. And afterwards they are washing themselves to loyfshes and they get dressed. And because it's so short, the Friday, and you're such a hurry, so if they're makbid to get dressed and wash and get dressed, so maybe the chasrom they're gonna run so late that they may chasrom run into Chil Shabbos. And therefore, toiv, it is proper, it is right, it is correct thing. To tell them, you know what, do it a bit earlier, like this will be able to prepare yourselves appropriately before Adlokas Negras, and you're not going to run into Shabbos. And if they have some delay, mitzvah yoisa, it is better yet, if you think that it may run into Chil Shabbos, Cholila, it is better that she lights with weekday clothes, Milovoi, rather than Chas V'Shalom L'Sofik Chil Shabbos. If you're really running late, should not be makbid about a Shabbos clothes and a jewelry and a shaitel. It's much better that she lights on time rather than running late. Ve'im Abal Roy Shemisacheres, and if she's still in the shower and she sees that, oh no, actually we're running, this is getting quite dodgy over here. It's mamish before the shkia. Shemizacheres mitzvah gdoila. It is a good, great mitzvah. Shvidalik beneiras. Mishnebura says, I know that she's machpit. I know she wants to light, and it is definitely the right thing and the normal thing to do. But if she's still in the shower and it's going to take another 15 minutes until she's out, and you know that you just before it's shkia is getting there, you light. Don't let her be mechal Shabbos. For leashkiach beketatas ishtoi. And in this case, whilst it's true that we mentioned that good ruach is essential, and one should be very, very careful about having a good atmosphere on Shabbos, but at times when it's really getting very, very late, leashkiach beketatas ishtoi, even if she's going to protest, you light. Umitzvah gedoyla yoyseleishe bechoyshech melechal chas v'shalom Shabbos chas v'shalom. It's better to be in the dark than chas v'shalom be mechal Shabbos. It's interesting. I don't know. I feel that there is in some places. The Mishnah says that whatever happens, you have to make sure that Hadlokas Negas is on time. Yeah. Okay. Sifkot Yud Beis. Somuch LaErev. Haynu Kshu Roichetz Atzmo Me'al Beveisoy Kmo Shemuv Gemorim Yin Reb Yudah Bin Roi Ein Shom. Aval Kshu Roichetz LaBeis Amechetz Bevad Amenoch LaHaktim Atzmo Kdei Shalov Chil Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says, make sure that everything is running on time. Chacham Eino Beroishoy. Make sure that it's running on early and that you have time. Bufrat, and especially Bimei Achoyrev, in the winter days, Shoyim Ktzorim, the days are very, very short. Like now, Taka, once the clock changes, make sure that everything is really, really well organized and on time. And Elbasim Reish Samach, Seif Kotten, Alep, Mishnebu, Mashik, Kusav, Nusham. Part of that is also to make the preparations at home, and Mishnebu doesn't mention that here. But nowadays, I think Mishnebu would make sure to mention as well that the light switches, Shabbos clocks, and the bottles, and what else is there? And the fridge lights, and everything like that. That's part of this halach over here, that everything should be ensured that... the fridge, yeah. So that should all be done in advance, and not to run Chas V'Shalom into delays. What about children and Shabbos? What about young children and Shabbos clothes on Friday night?
Well,
cable.
They're going to be very young. They're probably going to be in pajamas sometime.
Yeah.
Early enough, and they're old enough, I guess it's going to be Tali on the child.
Tali on the child. What's your feelings about it? If they stay up for the meal, then what? Yeah.
Yeah. If they're prepared to go into pajamas, and they're happy to be in pajamas.
Yeah, I think that pajamas...
Children make a difference?
No, I don't... I think that if they are... No, I think that probably it's fine. I think so. To wear still weekday clothes, I think, is very inappropriate. Yeah.
But from what age? Is there an age that they should be in clothes for sooner, or is there not really a...
If there is a... I don't think... Then one could argue that... I suppose one could argue if they're old enough to be awake and to be... to be mishtatif in the Suda maybe, but I could probably be making in that. I don't know what you think about Abu Hussein. Yeah. I am. Okay. Rabbi Sai, we learned tonight the halacha that a person should wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. And then we learned also a person should be excited about Shabbos coming in. He should welcome Shabbos like a chosn and kala, like a king. And we learned also that he should wear Shabbos clothes straight after washing himself. We spoke extensively about the lechodoidi and about the appropriate direction. He just reminds me, before I forget, that I remember there was a... I heard from my Schwer, Zangzund. He told me that it was in a... This is a true story. There was in a certain German kehillah in one of the villages. There was... whenever he came to a Oitzon Achnosa, Hosef Atoyed used to face a certain direction. And that's really weird. We all know about Lechodoidi, we face, and we put Oitzon Achnosa to face, they all face a certain direction. And it was really, really weird. Why did they face a certain direction? They face like if the Ona Kodesh is one way, they all face towards the right. For Oitzon Achnosa when they took the Sefer Torah in and out. And it was a really weird, but it was very, to a fair action, they were doing this for years. There was a minhag in that shul, they kept on turning towards the right. And nobody spoke about it. They spoke to them about it. It's a ridiculous minhag for turning towards the right. And they said, no, this is our minhag, this is our Messiah, we have to do it. Oh. Listen to that. Unbelievable. They still there. So that's mamash the story. So they turned because in the olden days there was some shuls, and I saw pictures of that. Now some shuls used to have loads of writing on the walls of tefillahs. Loads of writing of tefillahs on the wall. It's actually a bit of a shaila. But they were mekel. And used to be like we have the moedim, but there used to be not just the moedim, but loads of tefillahs were there. The Baruch Shemei and the Vibin Soya and Le David Hashem, and you name it, loads of tefillahs on the side of the walls. And one of, and they had Takavi bin Soya, and the appropriate tefillahs that you do by Itzar, and Achnoset, it was painted on the wall, on the right hand side. And whilst this was already long outdated, it painted the wall 10 times since, but they were still used to turning towards that direction. And they're still used, and they wouldn't bud. So the ikkah is that whatever we do, we have to do with a bit of understanding, and a bit of understanding the rationale behind it. So maybe our next lechadoidim etchem, we'll think carefully which way to face and why. Okay, good evening, Abu Hussein.